to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jassie Lindeberg, your host, and today my music must have been just so catchy that I've managed to snag Melissa Lay back again for another chat. This time she's got a different hat on her head. She's actually the Youth Centre Coordinator at the Hervey Bay Neighbourhood Centre. Michelle, correct me if I've got that wrong.
Yeah, at the Reconnect Youth Centre, yep.
Reconnect Youth Centre. And I've asked you down to talk about the Bendigo Bank Tour de Bay.
Yes. So
please tell me what this massive event is that's happening on Sunday.
Yeah, so I think we're actually in our eighth year now running this event, and we have five events starting from a walk, ride or scoot, the 5K.
Yeah.
There's a 10K amazing ride. Then we've got a 25K scenic ride. The 50K bruiser, so that's when you start getting a salt bottom. and then up to the 100K Centurion. So that's for our avid riders we've got out there to come and get a part of that.
Okay. Are there going to be streets closed? And
yeah, so you'll see lots of signs going up on the Friday, and then there'll be marshals out there. And, yeah, it's a huge event. So we're looking at probably having around 300 riders.
Wow.
But hoping for more. So trying to get more families out there, at least to the 5K, which would be really exciting.
And where does all the money – so the money is raised through your entry fee?
Entry fee, yep. So the money goes towards the Reconnect Youth Centre and also to our youth mentoring program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we get on to that, because I've got questions to ask you about that, but the 5 kilometre one's probably the – limit that I could even so once I must admit once you went past 5 kilometres
you were out.
I started thinking about butterflies and rainbows.
and you know what, it's a great family event. You know, even the young ones, we get the little ones there on their little push bikes and mum or dad pushing them on that.
Nice.
So yeah, it'd be really good to get some more families down there to that event. It's a great day.
So from the neighbourhood centre, do you go down to the Whale Tail at Wet Side? Is that where you go?
There's all different tracks for each of the events. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
And there's a little activity book with questions, and you fill out the questions along the way, a little passport.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then breakfast is done by the Rotary Club. So there's a breakfast after it, and you can actually purchase a medal this year, which is really exciting. So I've seen those medals now. They're pretty pretty.
Fantastic.
I think I would just do it for the medal, really.
Okay.
I like my medals.
Mel, you can't just buy a medal.
Why?
You've got to do the event.
I know. My kids tell me that too.
Okay, so this is all for a good cause.
It is.
And so what's the Reconnect Youth Centre? What is it all about?
It's connecting... trying to keep families connected or the youth connected. So we work with kids that are homeless or at risk of homelessness. Mm-hmm. We work a lot within the schools and also those disengaged youth that aren't attending school, and trying to keep them connected to family or friends or, yeah, really make them meaningful members of our community.
Yeah, so, well, the event itself mm-hmm. is going straight back into the local community.
Absolutely.
100%.
Particularly our mentor program. So, and we're always looking for new mentors to come on. They get training and they start working with kids as young as, you know, grade prep and up. We've got a young person who was in part of our mentor program who's now actually working for us at the Hervey Bay Neighbourhood Centre in one of our cafes.
That's great. So
it's a great story.
Yeah, so they were being mentored. So they were one of the youth that was at risk.
Yeah.
And now they're being productive and pursuing
a career as well.
Barista.
They're doing really well.
That's fantastic.
They've now been employed with us for 10 months.
Okay, so can you tell me about what being a mentor is? Because this is obviously a voluntary.
It's a voluntary role. It's really just showing a positive example to the youth. So it could be, I mean, I've spoken to one of our mentors who said he used to play cards with one of the youth or have conversations about life, about what's going on. And a lot of kids, I guess, struggle with, say, counselling and that sort of thing. So this is a non-threatening way to have a conversation and to give them some guidance along the way.
So with that whole mentoring process, mm-hmm. What's the first step if somebody's thinking, look, I don't know if it's for me, but, you know, I'm prepared to give it a go or find out a bit more?
Yeah, I would tell them to get in contact with the Hervey Bay Neighbourhood Centre.
Yeah.
They just need to ring the number on the website or on the Facebook page, and we'll be able to point them in the right direction. We do provide training. They would need to get their blue card, but we would cover that cost if there was any cost there, and they'd come and get the training for it. And, you know, they might do the training and decide either way. But it's a great first step. And it's surprising who end up being the mentors. There's some really, really diverse people in our mentor program, and it's great. And I think they get a lot out of it as well, not just the youth. But definitely looking for more males to come on board.
Yeah, well, I believe the more you give out, mm-hmm. it comes back in spades. Yeah,
absolutely, I agree.
So, okay, well, I'll do some links for you for getting some more mentors. But back on the Bendigo Bank Tour de Bay, mm-hmm. I love these sorts of events, and I wish I could go the extra mile. I really can't though; my legs won't take me that far.
Yeah,
but who's running? Who's the marshals? And so you've got the Rotary.
Volunteers.
All volunteers again.
Yeah. Yep. It's all run on volunteers, which is really exciting. We do have a committee, I guess, that do all the planning and the hard work, because it's a lot go into an event like this. It's not just as simple as, you know, we just put this on every year. There's so much more happening in the background. And it's actually the Rotary Club, the Sunrise Rotary Club of Harvey Bay, that are doing the breakfast as
Fantastic.
Well. So they're volunteering their time and doing that as well in the morning.
And how much money, what's your goal that you're wanting to raise?
Oh, I'm not going to put a figure on it,
because
I don't want to jinx myself or jinx us. Look, if we can get at least 300, I think that'd be great. But obviously the more the merrier. 300 registered riders.
People, yeah.
But I would love more than that. I'd love to put some corporate challenges out there and get some business owners out there. We do have lots of sponsors as well that have come on board. And you'll see on our Facebook page the checks that they've been, the big novelty checks. You'll be able to go and see who our sponsors are and really get behind them as well.
Fantastic. Well, that's another great event in your space, Mel.
I know there's always lots of events in our space.
Now, I know you're one of many in a team that are working on these projects, but I don't know what time you have to sleep.
I find it somewhere along there.
That's good. So I wish you well for Sunday.
Thank you.
Not too late. Can people just turn up on Sunday?
Look, we will have people registering on the day. It's quite common, but we do try and get them to pre-register. Just for numbers, it makes it easier when we're catering.
Yep.
But I also want to try and get people to get those medals. You should see them. They're amazing. Don't forget to register for your medal.
Have you got photos of your medals on your Facebook page?
We do. They can see how pretty they are.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, make sure we do a link to your Facebook page and
That'd
people
be great.
Can visit you there and check out the medals.
Awesome. Bring the family along.
Okay. Thanks, Mel.
Thanks. Bye.